It was a big culture shock for me. It's like a boy from the country going to the city. And I'm definitely a country boy by nature. And then coming here and learning the new culture, the rapid pace of the life around here, it was different. I tell you, the becoming a civilian is probably the biggest challenge for especially a military guy like myself. I was an Army First Sergeant. We probably have not the nicest personalities. we're pretty rigid as far as when it comes to getting things done. And coming from that culture into the civilian culture probably was the scariest transition for me. And one of the biggest things that I knew that I had to key in on as far as to pay attention to, especially at job interviews and coming forward, because I didn't want to bring that, this is an Army personality coming into the office and they were not going to be able to adapt to the situation. So I would say that that probably was my biggest concern. But as this job came, the U.S. Army Information Technology Agency, I said, hey, this is an Army-type organization, so that my personality might blend well here. So that coming from that culture to this culture made it a good transition for myself.
Well, now that you've done this, do you feel like
it's gotten you ready to make that transition, should you ever decide to? I'm not suggesting you should leave here, but to make that transition anywhere else you want to go in the civilian world? I mean, is this your transitional job?
I'm just beginning, but it's been a good job to bring me into corporate America, to see the expectations that are going to be demanded upon me, and here I have learned a lot.
You think that's kind of an ideal path for somebody who gets out as a senior enlisted person who's spent, you know, 20 years in? Would you recommend that to other people who were in your peer group a year ago?
I would say you definitely need to be prepared, especially if you're coming to the executive level inside of an organization, to be able to bring those skills that you have at that senior enlisted level, because they will be utilized. In the Army, a closed culture. We have been given great responsibilities over a lot of soldiers, and we have a lot of people that, you know, work for us, and we're used to delegating orders and in that inside of that culture, we know it's going to be done just like that without question. But as you come over into this side, things are a little bit different, and learning change, you know, how the change of environments are different, is probably the biggest transitional skill that the senior enlisted, I would recommend that they pay attention to as they come over. So it'll help them survive on this side here.
So you work in the world's largest office building. Tell me about your first week trying to find your way around this place, because I know I could not find an exit if I had to.
Well, I tell you what, it was an adventure. I learned one route, stayed with that route for a couple of weeks, maybe at least 3 weeks, until I could venture off and say, maybe let me try a different corridor. And then every time I do that, I get lost and find my way back to my original path. So,
how long does it take you to find that path again after you get lost?
Everything looks the same.
That's right.
So it was definitely an experience. I think we all have that. So.
You feel like having worked in so many different places within this huge organization has helped you do your job better now that you're working in sort of the big overarching policy?
Oh, definitely. Definitely exposure to this has broadened my horizons in the IT field completely. I'm an administrator, AG person, that's HR work. This is what I've done mostly, and coming into this information technology agency is and being exposed to what I've seen has been very very good as far as educating me on the functions of the organization and its capabilities.
Can you think of an example where you were able to apply your knowledge of how things worked out there in the real world to inform your decision making back here, where if you didn't have that knowledge, you would have done things differently in a way that wouldn't have been as effective?
Remember, my training has always been the thing that has helped me to adapt to the rapid pace up here. I don't think you could be prepared for that transition, and But what I did rely on is what I've learned from all my leadership experiences and applied those techniques to this new job experience that I have and incorporate it into my daily work and figure out how do I accomplish these different tasks that I have to do. Those are the things and life skills that I've brought forward to help me to move forward here.
I know that you didn't have any civilian jobs before you came here, but is there any way in your mind to sort of compare and contrast working in the field to working here at a headquarters unit?
I would say we are looking at things at a higher level, broader than probably the directorate levels, where they're more focused on the task at hand. Up here, we're thinking about everything that's going on, and we're focused on the entire organization. But we know also out in the field that they may feel that can be lost with how big our mission is.
Well, you were on that other side of the fence, so to speak, for 20 years out in the field. So I assume you experienced those situations yourself a time or two when you felt like, you know, those guys back at headquarters don't get it and don't understand how things actually work on the ground.
Well, definitely I would say my last tour in Operation Iraqi Freedom, because as the Army went through its change from 9/11, a lot of administrative functions changed. The Army itself changed the way that it deployed administrative MOSs to the field. As we deployed out to the combat areas, we noticed that what was expected of us according to regulation and policy just didn't seem to be the same. When actually on ground, things were a little bit differently executed versus what we say by the book should do.
So you got to work around the system in some cases, right?
Yes, almost definitely. But we were successful for our mission, the way that we executed it. But those things were challenges.
Well, you came to D.C. for a job, as many people do. What do you think of it so far? And is it some place that you might consider sticking around long term?
By all means. I have high goals, big dreams, as they say, and the whole experience. Coming a civilian has been a great journey for me, and it's a journey that I look to continue to build upon and grow here inside the Information Technology Agency. And I'm around the greatest employees and bosses here that are mentoring me to be, you know, the best that I can be. And I couldn't ask for a better place. I'm inside the Pentagon. And my family looks at that all the time, like, you're in the Pentagon, and they cannot imagine what is it that you do inside the Pentagon. You know, it's a world icon. So I'm just trying to figure out my path as a civilian. How do I continue to grow and move up and make better job choices and to improve upon my standing inside of an organization. So.